Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Kerry Hofstadter pregame show. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. We've got the opening round of the GPAC tournament here tonight. The Hastings College women getting set to take on Doan, followed by the Hastings College men against Nebraska Wesleyan. As we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstadter, and coach, we see Doan here for the third time this season. It's always tough to play a team twice, but this third one is extremely tough.
Yeah, you know, it's something that you kind of get used to, though, in the GPAC. Obviously, you play everybody twice anyway, and normally see them a third time if you make your way through the conference tournament. So it's one of those things where the familiarity can either be a good thing or a bad thing, and I think in this case it's a good thing for us. And Doan's a good team, and they're seven or eight solid depth wise, and so it's one of those games where you got to just really lock in on executing the game plan, and it's a good matchup for us in the sense of being able to get this one here at home.
You guys are finishing a four-way tie for first place with Northwestern and Morningside, Concordia, and you guys all at 16-4. It was a terrific regular season for the women's basketball program.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a tight race, and I feel like if those four teams played on a neutral court, I have no idea who would win those games. So pretty solid four at the top, and then our 5, 6, 7, and 8 I thought were much improved from. There wasn't as much disparity from 4 to 8 or 1 to 8 like there has been in the past. So overall, a really, really solid year from top to bottom in our conference.
Had a chance to win it outright on Saturday at Northwestern. Fell behind early, fell down by 20 by halftime, and just couldn't quite get back into the contest in the second half.
Yeah, that's a team that, especially when you're playing them there, they always come out guns a-blazing at home, and it's one of those games that you can't stumble out of the gate, and we did, and it took us a while to recover from that. I thought our second half was much better, and if we'd have played the second half, a first half like we did our second, we would have been in a much better situation. It's one of those learning experiences for us in just understanding that you have to be ready to go from the get-go in games like we're going to see from here on out. You can't, stumble into the first 5 to 10 minutes and then work your way out of that like maybe you could earlier in the year. You've got to be ready to go. Teams are just playing better and executing so much more efficiently that you got to get a great start.
Did you learn anything about your basketball team with the loss of Northwestern?
I learned that they don't quit, because we definitely could have quit and really that could have turned into a blowout, and we battled back and got to within 10. But I think we spent a lot of energy trying to crawl our way back just to within 10 and could never really get the tide turned the rest of the way. And Northwestern's, they if you make a mistake, they're going to capitalize on it, especially at the rim, and those are high percentage shots. So, we'll battle through some things, and you learn just kind of some of the detail things that you gotta make sure that we fix and correct and just understand that all those little details are what allows you to win games that are intense and have things like conference championships on the line.
Now onto the postseason. You've been involved in this thing as a player, as a coach with Tony and everything. What's it take to make a run here in this conference tournament?
I think it takes consistency. You've got to consistently play hard, obviously, and with effort, but also you've got to do what you do. And in the last couple of games, we've kind of gotten off to slow starts, and I think we've been waiting for the other team to kind of set the pace and for us to adjust to that. We can't do that. We've got to set our own pace and play, the way we play and make other teams adjust to what we're doing. And I thought we were really good at that, at different points throughout this season. And that's something that we just need to get back to and making sure that we're consistent and play a solid 40 minutes.
You got kind of a safety net here with a number four national ranking to get you into the national tournament as an at-large team. Do you approach this conference tournament any other way, or do you just go out and try to win every game you can?
Well, obviously you try to win every game you can, and for us it's one of those deals where you feel like you fell just a bit shy of winning a conference regular season championship outright, and so it's kind of a second chance opportunity to kind of, you know, get a trophy, and I think our kids are motivated to do that. It's really important that you play well in the conference tournament. It kind of gives you some momentum to you know, make your way into that tournament and then through it. If you're playing well, obviously through the conference tournament, that kind of gives you that. I don't know if it's confidence, but just gets you some momentum going into the tournament.
It's doing it here tonight to take on Hastings. We'll come back and talk about the Tigers as our pregame show continues after this.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. For now.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Kerry Hofstetter. Hastings and Doan here tonight. This is a 2-7 matchup as far as the seeds are concerned, but this 7 seed in Doan, they're just good enough to maybe cause you some problems if you don't play well.
Yeah, they play really hard. That's a trademark of Coach Fairbanks' teams. They've always played really, really hard, and defensively they're physical, and you know, they're going to try to pressure you, and they're good athletes. So they're able to do that a little bit more than some other teams. They obviously have some solid players, the best rebounder in the conference in Hannah Dostal, and then you know, Bittinger and Barnard and Ballard are all, you know, three solid guards who can shoot the three and who can get to the rim and are good athletes. So with those four, and then you throw in the Roman kid who can post and has been really solid for them, especially in the second half of the season. You know, and then they bring a couple kids off the bench who can give them some breathers. You know, they have some kids that can make plays. So you definitely have to execute, and you got to be ready and willing to play really hard and match their intensity.
We beat them by 10 at home earlier this season, went on the road, lost to them by 3 points over there. What was our downfall in game number two as you look back?
Well, I think it was a couple of things. I think we kind of got a little bit complacent in where we were at, you know, 15 in a row, and we had kind of been you know, stumbling a little bit in some things that defensively where we weren't executing quite the way that we wanted to, and not playing really our style, and we weren't pressuring the ball enough, we weren't disrupting things enough, and you know, so obviously weren't executing defensively, and then offensively, you know, we got some shots. We didn't shoot the ball terribly, but we didn't shoot it particularly well in certain instances. And don't stuff at home, and that's always going to be a battle. And we fell short. So it's one of those games where they played pretty well, and they had a lot to do with us not playing very well.
What do we have to do tonight to win this thing?
Well, I think we need to make sure that you know, we execute offensively and move the ball. Sometimes we struggle in moving bodies and moving the ball to get good shots, and trusting our offense to get good shots for us. And you know, we got to screen bodies. They don't switch screens very often. And then defensively, we've got to make sure that we can contain, obviously, Dostal, especially on the offensive boards, and make sure we limit their transition opportunities. But the main thing is that we physically match them, you know, intensity wise, and just how hard they play, loose balls and 50-50 balls. We got to crash the boards and just be tough.
You get the feel that this team is anxious to get on the floor and play in this conference tournament?
Absolutely. I think they're anxious, and I think they're really excited about this game, particularly. So it's one of those things where you know, as a coach, you're excited that your kids are looking forward to it. And it's kind of one of those times in the season where your bodies may be a little bit worn down and tired, but this is where the adrenaline and just the moment of big games kind of takes over. So it should be a great game.
Okay, good.
Great, thanks.
Kerry Hofstetter, our head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and a play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings and Doan tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Kerry Hofstetter pregame show, brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. For the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. The postseason begins here tonight as the Hastings College women's basketball team gets set to take on the Doan College Tigers for the third time this season. That will be game number one. The second ball game will pit the Hastings College men up against the Prairie Wolves of Nebraska Wesleyan. I'm Mike Willen, calling the play-by-play for you tonight. Hastings College women coming in as the number two seed here in the GPAC postseason tournament. The Broncos are sitting at 25 wins and 4 losses on the season. They finished 16-4 in the conference, actually in a 4-way tie for first place. They had a chance to win the conference championship outright on Saturday, but lost the decision to Northwestern. Concordia had a chance to win the conference outright on Saturday. They lost a ball game to Morningside. So Morningside, Concordia, Hastings, and Northwestern all tied for the conference lead. In virtue by a couple of tiebreakers, Hastings will be the number two seed here for the GPAC postseason tournament. So Hastings sitting at 25-4 overall, 16-4 in the conference, ranked number four in the country. Doan College, they come in a record of 14 wins and 15 losses on the season. They are 7-13 in the conference, but they own one of the wins over Hastings College this season. Broncos beat this team 83-73 at home and then went down to Crete a few weeks ago and lost to the Tigers by a score of 65-62. Hastings is coming off of their loss to Northwestern on Saturday, 83-67, fell behind by 20 points by halftime, and then could not come back out within 10 points
in the second half, but could not get any closer than that. And Hastings lost 83-67. Meanwhile, the Doan College Tigers, they wrapped up the regular season with an impressive win on the road as they beat Briar Cliff up in Sioux City by a score of 91-89. Doan comes in averaging 73.5 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 70 points per ball game on defense. Hastings is averaging 78.1 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 68.1 on the defensive end. Doan is led by Hannah Dostal. She is the best rebounder in the conference, averaging 9.9 rebounds per game. She is number 8 in the conference in scoring. She's averaging 14.9 points per ball game, also averaging 3.5 assists per contest. Had 27 earlier this year in the ball game against Jamestown. She is number 3 in the conference as far as field goal percentage is concerned, knocking down 49% of her field goal tries this season. Hannah Barnard is going to be the force from the outside. Hitting on 34% of her three-point tries. She's averaging 11.8 points per ball game. And also in double figures for Doan is going to be Shelby Bittinger. She's really hurt Hastings in the two ball games this year. Scored 18 points in that first one, 17 points in the second ball game. So Shelby Bittinger definitely going to be a force for Hastings to take care of here tonight. Broncos, of course, led by Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk averaging 18.4 points per ball game. That's third in the conference as far as scoring is concerned. Cammie Bruckman, also in double figures. She's averaging 15.7 points per ball game. So it's Hastings College and the Doan College Tigers here tonight. Opening round action of the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament. The Hastings College men, they will be in action here in game number 2 as they take on Nebraska Wesleyan. We'll get to the starting lineups tonight, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service. 3 convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. So for the Doan College Tigers, under head coach Tracy Fairbanks, they will start this way. Shelby Bittinger, a 5'9" sophomore out of Milford, Nebraska, averaging 13.4 points and 6.8 rebounds per ball game. Hannah Barnard is a 5'6" freshman out of Beatrice. She's averaging 11.8 points per ball game, 3.8 rebounds per game. Callie Beller is a 5'5" senior out of Norfolk. Beller is averaging 8 points and 2.9 rebounds per game. Heather Broman is a 5'11" sophomore out of Geneva. Broman is averaging 13.4 points and 5.4 rebounds per game. And Hannah Dostal, a 5'11" junior out of Atkinson. Dostal is averaging 14.9 points and 9.9 rebounds per ball game. For the Broncos of Hastings College here tonight, they will go with Cammie Bruckman, 5'9" and a senior out of Silver Lake. Bruckman is averaging 15.7 points and 4.8 rebounds per game. Abby Jackson, 5'6", a junior from Hastings St. Cecilia. Jackson averaging 5.3 points and 2.7 rebounds per game. Jamie Van Kirk, 5'9", and a junior out of Sutton. Van Kirk is averaging 18.4 points and 4.4 rebounds per game. Frankie Peterson, a 5'9" and senior out of Cambridge, averaging 5.9 points and 5.4 rebounds per game. And Laurel Zwiener, a 6'4" and senior out of Pleasanton. Zwiener is hitting 14.7 points and 7.2 rebounds per contest. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings. 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So Doan will be dressed in their black uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the orange. Hastings College will be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the crimson here tonight. GPAC single elimination tournament here. Hastings College trying to qualify for the national tournament, and the Broncos with a number 4 national ranking this week virtually has an at-large berth at least wrapped up in the national tournament, so they really don't need to win here tonight, although obviously they want to win this thing, to win this conference tournament here after dropping their last ball game of the regular season and losing out on a chance to win the GPAC outright. The Doan College Tigers, they'll have to win to get into the national tournament. They're 14-15 on the season, 7-13 in the conference. Doan will shoot to our basket to our right. The ball is in the air. The tip is being battered around and is picked up here by Hastings College. So the Broncos will have the opening possession of the basketball game. They'll shoot to our basket to our left. And here's immediately a personal foul is going to be called out here. It's going to go on Frankie Peterson. Just a big grin comes up from both Frankie and head coach Kerry Hofstetter. Like, where did that come from? Frankie Peterson 5 seconds into the ball game, gets hit with a personal foul here for Hastings. First team foul on the Broncos. So it'll be Doan playing things in after Hastings controlled the opening tip. So a turnover on the Broncos. Doan will have the ball. Back in their offensive end, Hannah Dostal has got the ball. Dostal comes out to Bittinger. Bittinger drives the ball down the lane against Breckman. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped down. It's picked up here by Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk has got the ball for Hastings College. Right-handed dribble across the 10-second line. Gives the ball away to Breckman. Drives the ball down the lane. Shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Peterson. Gets the ball out to Jackson. Inside to Zwiener. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's brought down here by the Tigers. Roman has got the ball for the Doan College Tigers down the near sideline. Barnhart has got the ball. Feeds it inside down to a Dostal. She's double-teamed. Dostal with a free throw line. Bounce pass inside. A shot is taken by Broman. It's going to be blocked out of bounds. That's going to be lost out of bounds here by the Tigers. Oral Zwiener got a block in there for Hastings, and then Doan loses the ball out of bounds. For Zwiener, that's going to be their 53rd block of the season for the native out of Pleasanton. No score here between Hastings College and the Doan College Tigers. Women's college basketball action here tonight. The GPAC postseason tournament, no score. Here's Cammie Bruckman with the ball from the wing. Throws it down in the corner. Peterson has got the ball. Frankie Peterson takes it in the lane. Kicks it out here to Zwiener. Her shot from 15 is going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Bruckman. Follow shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouled in the play. Cammie Bruckman gets the offense to board and the putback. She is fouled in the play. The personal is going to go on Hannah Dostal. That's going to be her first. And the first team foul on the Tigers. So Hastings College is out on top of the ballgame, 2-0. 18:43 to play here in the first half. Hastings finally gets on the scoreboard. Bruckman to the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. So Bruckman hits the free throw. A 3-point play there for Hastings College. Bruckman is 73% foul shooter. And Hastings is out to a 3-0 lead early in this basketball game. Doan has got the ball. Hannah Dostal has got it. Dribbles down the lane. Reverses in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Peterson. Peterson gets the ball away down to Abby Jackson. Dribbles down the floor. Drives it down the lane. Her shot's going to be way off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Bittinger. Bittinger, long pass down the floor. The Dostal grabs it in here. Shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Coming back on defense with a nice block there was Cammie Bruckman of Hastings. So Doan will play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 18-16 remaining here in the first half. 3-0 to score. Hastings out on top. Doan will inbound the ball. Short jumper from the left baseline. It's up and in. Heather Broman scoring there on a short jumper from the left side. That's her first field goal. 3-2 is the score now. Hastings College has got the lead here over the Doan College Tigers. Hastings with the ball. Here's Van Kirk. Free throw line extended right side. Van Kirk dribbling with it. Takes it into the paint to the basket. She goes. Her shot is up there and in. Jamie Van Kirk scores, averaging 18.4 points per ball game. Gets her first field goal here. 5-2 the score. Hastings with the lead. Doan has got the ball. Here's a Shelby Bittinger. Bittinger right here at the top of the three-point circle. 200 pass comes out to Dostal. Hastings is in the man-to-man. Here's a long pass inside, intercepted. Intercepted by Van Kirk. The first turnover on Doan in the ball game. Van Kirk comes back the other way for Hastings to Zwiener. 17-footer is put up there good. Just about a half a step inside the ring there. Zwiener throws up the long-range jumper for Hastings, and the Broncos are out on top by a score of 7-2 here in the ball game. Zwiner, the big girl, steps out and cans a long-range jumper there for Hastings. Broncos on to a 5-point lead early, 7-2. Dostal dribbling the ball down the wing. It's going to be poked away. It's picked up by Zwiener. Zwiener has got it in the second turnover there for the Tigers. Down to Van Kirk, hustling back the other way. Van Kirk down to Abby Jackson on the wing on the right side. Jackson gets it out to Peterson. Down near side is Zwiener. Her long-range jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Barnard. Barnard has got it for the Tigers. Right-handed dribble back the other way. To the far sideline. They get it over there to Beller. Cross-court pass comes over here to Bittinger. And a traveling violation. Bittinger trying to drive the ball to the hole. Is hit with a traveling violation. The third turnover on the Tigers here in the ballgame. Alyssa Willicott comes into the ballgame now for the Doan College Tigers. Also coming in for Hastings will be Chelsea Morton. So Alyssa Willicott, a 5'11" and senior out of Blue Hill, Nebraska, now into the ballgame for the Tigers. Averaging 4.7 points and 4.1 rebounds per game. Hastings College has got an early lead here. 7-2 is the score. Hastings with the advantage over the Tigers in the first round of the GPAC tournament. Here's Bruckman for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Willicott. Willicott gets the ball away. That's Bittinger with the ball. Right in the center of the floor. Goes to the far sideline. Barnard has got it. Now we got a whistle over there as Barnard tries to drive the ball into the hole. And a foul is going to be called here on Chelsea Morton. Morton picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number two on the Broncos. 16:27 to play here in the first half. 7-2. Hastings has got the lead. Doan will inbound the ball. Dostal will trigger things in way outside now. They get it to Callie Beller. She works against Jackson. We're going to have a foul called here. Let's see. We're going to have a foul underneath the basket. I thought it was going to go on Jackson. That's not the case. We got a foul underneath the bucket here. It's going to go on Doan. It's going to go on Willicott. That's going to be your first. Second team fouling the Tigers here in the ball game. Doan will turn the ball away for the fourth time here in this basketball game. 7-2. Hastings with the early lead. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball for the Broncos. Comes over on the wing. That's Bruckman with it. Abby Bruckman out to Van Kirk. Top of the key. Traveling violation. Van Kirk trying to work with it out there. It's whistled for the extra steps. Second turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. We played about 4 minutes. Broncos have an early 7-2 lead over the Doan College Tigers. The winner plays on Saturday in the semifinals of this tournament. If Hastings can win, it'll be another home game for the Broncos on Saturday. Here's Alyssa Willicott with the ball. Moves it over on the wing on the left side. Barnard has got the ball. Out to a Bittinger at the top of the key. Drives it down the right side of the lane to the goal. She goes in her side at the third end. Shelby Bittinger, she's really hurt us in the two ball games played so far between these two teams. She had 18 points in the first meeting, had 17 points in their upset win a couple of weeks ago. Hastings splitting two games with Doan during the regular season. 7-4 the score. Broncos have a 3-point lead. Here's Van Kirk. Her shot is up there at end. Van Kirk scores in the paint there. That's her second field goal. She's got 4 points. 9-4. The Broncos with the lead. There's a pass deflected, picked up by Dostal. Dostal goes over to Barnard on the wing. Lifts it back here to that's going to be Callie Beller with the ball now. Moves it over to Dostal on the wing on the right side. Back out to Beller at the points. Over here on the left side, Bittinger's got the ball. Gets away. Dribbles the ball to the hole. Shot's going to be blocked down by Williamson. Sierra Williamson gets the block. Outlet pass goes to Jackson, running back the other way. Jackson's pass across the lane is going to be tipped. And now we got a whistle. We have a foul called here as the ball was being deflected down there. And a foul is going to go on Van Kirk of Hastings. So Van Kirk picks up the personal foul. Hastings was on the break. Ball was tipped away, and then Van Kirk is hit with her a personal foul going after that loose ball. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Broncos here in this first half of play. Here's Chanel Farmer into the ball game now for Hastings College, replacing Bruckman. 14:55 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of the Tigers of Doan by a score of 9-4. Callie Beller with the ball on the wing on the left side gets into the hands of Shelby Bittinger. Picked up there by Chanel Farmer around the screen. Bittinger spins at the elbow, drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there, no good, and the foul is going to be called. Going to go on Farmer of Hastings. That's going to be your first. Team foul number 4 on the Broncos here in the first half of play. This will be a shooting foul, however, as Shelby Bittinger will go to the free throw line for Doan. Shelby's an 78% foul shooter on the season. She's been there enough this year. 174 times she has thrown up a free throw. And this one is going to be down through the hole for the 138th time. So Shelby Bittinger has lived at the free throw line here this season. Here comes Adam Zenit into the ballgame now for Hastings, replacing Abby Jackson. Bittinger now with 3 points in the ballgame. She'll have one more shot here. 9-5. The Tigers back to within 4. Next shot is up there. It's good. So Shelby Bittinger hitting another free throw. 9-6. Hastings College with the lead. First round of the GPAC postseason tournament here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. There's Van Kirk with the ball out to Chanel Farmer, top of the key. Farmer on the dribble, moves her to the left side. Autumn Zenin, entry pass to Williamson at the free throw line. The Zenin fakes the three, takes it to the basket, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on the Tigers. It's going to go on Brittany White, who just checked in there. Brittany White, a 5'8" sophomore out of Plainview, Nebraska, picks up the personal foul. Hastings will play it in. Baseline right side. They get it to Williamson. Spins in the lane. Puts it up there right-handed. Here, shot is up and in. Sierra Williamson scoring there for Hastings. And the Broncos now have a 5-point lead again. 11-6 as the Broncos convert offensively. There's Bittinger trying to drive the ball. Can't do it. Cross-court pass comes over here to White. White gets it into the hand of Dostal on the wing here. Picked up by Adam Zenin. There's another tune of the whistle away from all the action. And a foul here is going to go on to Williamson of Hastings. Sierra Williamson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 5 in the Broncos. Willicott comes out of the ball game. Here comes Heather Broman back in there. 11-6. The Broncos with a 5-point lead. Doan will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. They get things in down there to Heather Broman. Comes out of the wing. That's going to be Bittinger with the ball. Bittinger now to Callie Beller. Picked up by Chanel Farmer. Beller dribbling with, on the wing on the right side. Now behind the screen. Beller has still got the ball. Now to Shelby Bittinger. Drives it against Zenin. Takes the ball to the basket. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound picked up on the hop here by Williamson. Gets it away to Autumn Zenin. Zenin runs her back the other way. Down the lane she goes. There's a nice pass to Farmer, and she lays it in. Chanel Farmer scores on the assist from Adam Zenin, and the Broncos have a 7-point lead. 13-6 here. Hastings with a lead over the Doane College Tigers. Bounce pass goes inside. A shot is up there. No good by Broman. She gets her own rebound. Shot's blocked out of her hands. Back out of bounds. And it'll be Doane basketball. Sarah Williamson getting a block there. Williamson coming out. Zwiener comes back in. Bruckman is going to come back in as well for Hastings College, replacing Dan Kirk. 13-6. Hastings with a 7-point lead. There's Beller with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Beller puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Sends it out here to Shelby Bittinger. Bittinger around the screen. Bittinger drives the ball down the lane, and a foul is going to be called here on Adam Zenin. Boy, it's been a foul fest here in the first couple of minutes of this ball game. Zenin picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 6 in the Broncos. Coming back into the ball game is going to be Frankie Peterson. Jenna Naveen comes into the ball game. She did not play in either ball game here against Hastings College earlier, but Naveen is into the ball game now for the Doane College Tigers. Now we got a traveling violation. Doane inbounding the ball. They're whistling for a traveling violation on the left side of the lane. That's going to be turnover number 5 on the Tigers. 13-6 the score. Hastings College with the lead. Doane drops back into a man-to-man defense. Hastings with the ball. Adam Zenin, 4-3. Shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Ball being tapped around. It's going to be picked up here by Doane. Running back the other way. Down the lane. Bittinger at the other end. Dishes off to Dostler. Shot is up and in. Anna Dostal scores on the assist from Shelby Bittinger. Here's a long pass back the other way. It's going to be Bruckman grabbing the ball, shooting and scoring. Cammy Bruckman breaks loose. Gets behind the defense of Doane. Gets the easy field goal. And now head coach Tracy Fairbanks wants to call its timeout. Timeout, Doane. We got 12 minutes and 41 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break. Hastings College 15, Doane 8.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. 15-8. Hastings with the lead. There's a pass deflected away. Now it's picked up by Hastings. That's Zwiener with the ball. Gets it down to Chanel Farmer. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Kicks it back out here to Zenin. Down to Zwiener at the top of the key. Over to Frankie Peterson in the corner. Standard pass comes over here to Chanel for 3. Shot is up there. In and out. Falls off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Dostal. Anna Dostal has got it for the Tigers. Doane trailing here in the ball game by 7 points. Here's Anna Devine with the ball. Takes it to the free throw line. Kicks it over here to Bittinger. Bittinger now to the top of the circle again. That's going to be Dostal with it. Holds it high above her head. There's Jenna Devine with the ball now at the top of the key. Her pass is going to be deflected away by Zenin. The ball is brought out there by Hastings. Cammy Bruckman grabs the ball for the Broncos. The Zenin into the forecourt. Gives it out to Bruckman. Hesitates. Drives it down the lane. Scoop shot is up there and in. Gabby Bruckman takes the ball to the hole. She's got 7 points in the ball game. Hastings is out to a 9-point lead, 17-8. 11 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex tonight. Bittinger with the ball down the right side of the lane. Gives it out to Dostal at the elbow left side. Dostal working with the ball as he dribbles it toward Peterson in a traveling violation. Frankie Peterson fell down. Dostal fell down in a traveling violation. It's called on Anna Dostal. Turnover number 8 on Doane here in the basketball game. 17-8. Hastings out on top of the Tigers here in this one. 11 minutes and 27 seconds to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. The winner plays again on Saturday in the semifinals of this tournament. If Hastings can win, it'll be a home game on Saturday. Here's Cammy Bruckman with the ball, high left side. Doane is playing a man-to-man defense. Bruckman drives it down toward the baseline. Her shot's going to be up there no good, but she was hacked on the arm. Shelby Bittinger picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Tigers here in this first half of play. And going to the free throw line will be Bruckman. Bruckman has got 7 points in the ballgame, 3 field goals. She's already 1-for-1 from the free throw line. Bruckman puts it up there, and the shot is going to be good. Cammy Bruckman now is 7 in the ballgame. She's a 73% foul shooter in the season. Hastings is a team number 2 in the conference in free throw percentage, knocking down 74% of their foul shots. Big shot is up there and in for Bruckman. And she's already nearing double figures. She's got 9 points here in the first half. 19-8. Hastings has got the lead. Doan has got the ball. There's a Cali Beller now. Beller gets it to Naveen at the top of the key. Naveen drives it down the right side of the lane. Takes it down to the baseline. Here, a little short jumper is up there. No good. Rebound comes to Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk with the ball back the other way for Hastings. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Gives it away to Breckman. Top of the key now to Peterson. Peterson, one dribble. She's done now. Now she's in trouble. Peterson gets it away to Breckman. Drives it to the basket and scores. Cammie Breckman scores. She has got 11 points in the ball game for Hastings College. And the Broncos are out on top by a score of 21-8. This is a number two, number seven seed here in the GPAC postseason tournament. Hastings number two, Doan the number seven seed. And here's Heather Broman picking up an offensive foul for Doan, setting an illegal screen over here for the Tigers. That's 9 turnovers on Doan so far in the ballgame. That's going to be team foul number 5 for the Tigers. Hastings is out on top on a score of 21-8. We're approaching the halfway point of this first half. Hastings coming in here, a mark of 25-4. They're ranked number 4 in the country. Flexing their muscles there early in this GPAC tournament. Here's a Cammie Breckman with the ball. Breckman comes to the near sideline to Jackson. Jackson sends it down to Williamson. Two-handed pass out on top to Van Kirk. Jackson again on the dribble. Takes it down toward the baseline. Her shot up there, no good. Peterson tips the ball and goes out of bounds. That's going to be Doan basketball. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings, it's going to be Chelsea Morton. Morton comes in. Peterson comes out. Bronco basketball for you tonight, brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. 21-8. Driving down the right side of the lane is Beller. Shot is up there and in as he hit the baseline. This guy throws it up there and scores. Beller hits their first field goal of the ball game, 21-10 now. Broncos have an 11-point lead. Hastings with the ball. And now zone defense time here for the Tigers. They go to a 3-2 zone against Hastings for the first time. Here's Breckman. She splits a couple of defenders, takes it to the basket. Her shot is no good. Ball being swatted around, picked up by Morton. Morton out to Van Kirk, moves to her right, drives it down the right side of the lane. Scoop shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Bittinger. Bittinger trapped here in backcourt, gets the ball away. Gets it in the hands now of Callie Beller. There's a pass ahead to Dostal on the baseline. Dostal picked up by Chelsea Morton. Outside now, Callie Beller back inside, wheeling. A shot is up there, it's going to be good. That's Heather Broman scoring there for the Tigers. That's her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points, 21-12. Hastings with a 9-point lead, 9-10 remaining here in the first half. Here's Jamie Van Kirk with the ball. Van Kirk goes over to Breckman, dribbles to the top of the 3-point circle, over to Jackson for three. Shot is up there, no good off the window, and the rebound comes down to Broman. Broman gets it in the hands of Shelby Bittinger, brings it back to the center of the floor, now feeds it down in the corner. That's Beller with the ball. Her running one-hander is going to be up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Morton of Hastings. Allen pass goes to Jackson, one on three to the goal. She goes and her shot is up and in. Abby Jackson, one on three, did not hesitate, just blew on by the Tigers and takes the ball to the goal and scores. 23-12. Abby Jackson, the former St. Cecilia Hawkette, taking that one to the goal there for Hastings College. There's a Dostal off of the left baseline. Her shot's going to be up there, no good. Jackson grabs the rebound. Abby Jackson comes back the other way. Waist-high dribble across the 10-second line. Goes over to Morton. Down in the corner to Van Kirk. Shot is up there and in. Van Kirk gets a shot from just inside the 3-point ring. Tracy Fairbanks for Doan wants to call a timeout. The Broncos out to a 13-point lead. 8 minutes and 16 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 25, Doan 12.
Ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Broncos sports for the 2013-2014 season. Other games going on the women's side of the bracket tonight in the GPAC postseason tournament. You've got the number one seed Northwestern playing in Orange City tonight, tipping off at 7 o'clock against Briar Cliff, the number eight seed. Also at 7 tonight, the number 4 seed Concordia will be at home to take on the number 5 seed Midland. And the ball game is underway up in Sioux City tonight. The number 3 seed Morningside playing the number 6 seed Dakota Wesleyan. The winner of the Hastings-Doan game would play the winner of the Morningside-Dakota Wesleyan game on Saturday. If the Broncos can win, here they would have a home game in the semifinals of the conference tournament on Saturday. Broncos on to a good start here, 25-12, 13-point lead. Here's Brittany White with the ball down in the corner, nearly loses the ball, gets it now to Beller. Shot from the wing is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Alex Edwards with the ball. Edwards gets it ahead now to Van Kirk. Van Kirk drives it toward the goal. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Foul is called. The foul here is going to go on Alex Edwards of Hastings. Edwards picks up her first personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 6 on the Broncos. Check that, team foul number 7 on Hastings. So a walk to the other end of the floor now. And this will be a 1-1 situation for the Tigers. Going to the free throw line will be Hannah Barnard. Barnard is an 82% foul shooter in the season. She's 52 out of 63 from the free throw line this year. So Hannah Barnard to the line. Her shot is up there. Swish. Barnard will have one more. Doan is a team hitting 69% of their free throw tosses so far this year. That is 8th in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. There's the next shot by Barnard. That's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Jackson. Jackson has got it for the Broncos. Running it back the other way. Down the near sideline. Jackson with the ball. Brings it back to the center of the floor as Doan has gone back to a man-to-man defense. Jackson on the wing. Comes out here to Holly Samuelson, who's into the ball game. Samuelson out of Jackson. Here's Edwards. 4-3. Shot is up there. Bingo. Alex Edwards knocks down a 3-ball there from just the left of the circle for Hastings. And the Broncos are on to a 15-point lead. 28-13. 7.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Driving ball to the goal there is going to be Barnard. Rebound comes down to Dospel for Doan. It's into the top of the key to Brittany White trying to drive the ball. It's going to be knocked loose. It's picked up by Jackson. Jackson has got it 3-on-2. Coming back the other way. Van Kirk for 3. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Brittany White. White dribbling of the ball here in backcourt. Gets around Samuelson. Brings it into the offensive zone. The Broncos drop back in the man-to-man. On the high post, that's Broman with the ball. Down in the corner. Driving with it. It's going to be Dossler. Her pass is deflected out of bounds. Dossler trying to bring the ball over here to Brittany White on the wing. Sizing up a 3-pointer. It was deflected out of bounds. Shelby Bittinger comes back into the ball game now for Doan, replacing Brittany White. 6:49 to play here in the first half, 28-13. Hastings College with a 15-point lead. It'll be Doan inbounding the ball. Callie Beller gets it to the near sideline to Bittinger. Bittinger picked up there by Samuelson of Hastings defensively. Bittinger, one dribble, and sends it out between the circles again to Beller. Open for 3, takes a shot short, no good. Samuelson had a rebound and lost it out of bounds. Ball came off of the rim and right down into Samuelson's hands. I think she was surprised how quickly it got there. And she loses the ball out of bounds. So Doan will play things in. Baseline left side underneath her own basket. Beller just lobs it out here to Dostal inside the free throw circle. Now drives the ball toward the hoop. Her shot is up there and in. And a Dostal scoring there. She's now got 4 points in the ball game, 28-15. Hastings with a 13-point lead. Jackson goes inside as Zwiener spins toward the baseline. Puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Some contact there. No foul called. Here comes Doan coming back the other way. Long pass down to Florida. Willicott shot good. Alyssa Willicott scoring there. It's 28-17. Broncos now with an 11-point lead with 6:10 remaining here in the first half. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball. Doan has now gone back to a zone defense. Looks like a 3-2 zone against the Broncos. Alex Edwards, free throw line extended left side. Skip pass goes down in the corner. Samuelson with it out to Van Kirk. Out to Edwards on the wing on the left side. Edwards is passed out on top. It's going to be deflected. It's going to be intercepted. Taken down by Bittinger. She drives into the hole. Her shot is up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Following shot. Good. Hannah Barnard got the offensive board and the putback. It's now a 28-19 ball game. The Broncos now with a 9-point lead with 5:38 to play here in the first half. Zwiener has got it in the lane. Her shot no good. Rebound Zwiener again. She goes back. Her shot's no good. And she's fouling the play. Zwiener will go to the free throw line for Hastings to shoot 2. Personal foul is whistled on Hannah Dostal. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 6 on the Tigers. They're going to the free throw line here for Hastings College. It's going to be Laurel Zwiener. She's a 79% foul shooter on the season. Zwiener puts it up there, and the shot is going to be good. Zwiener is now 118 for 149 from the free throw line this year. Adam Zenin comes back into the ball game. Chanel Farmer comes back in. It's going to be Morton and Samuelson coming to the bench. Heather Broman comes in now for the Doan College Tigers, replacing Anna Dostal. 29-19. Hastings with a 10-point lead. Laurel Zwiener will have one more free throw here for the Broncos. Dribbles, dips the knee, shot is up there, it is good. Laurel Zwiener hitting a couple of free throws. Zwiener comes out, here comes Williamson back in. Hastings with an 11-point lead. It is 30-19. Hastings is led by as many as 13 here in the first half, so a good start for the Broncos here in the GPAC postseason tournament. Now we got some contact over here. We're going to have a foul called on Adam Zeenan. Adam Zeenan is going to be hit with a personal foul here on the near sidelines. He was mixing it up over here. Gary's not happy with that particular call. And now we're going to have a warning given here to the a warning's going to be given to the bench of Hastings for arguing calls here. This set of officials have not been real Hastings favorites here throughout the past couple of years that they have been together. Hannah Barnard to the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. Barnard will have another shot. It was Barnard and Anna. Come back with the ball. There's Adam Zeno with it out in 3-point territory. They get it to a Chanel Farmer down in the corner. Now to Edwards. Brings it up high on the block. Bounce pass comes out here. It's going to be Bruckman with the ball. Bruckman out to Adam Zeno. Still 10 seconds on the shot clock. Bruckman on the wing. Slides it inside. There's a pass to be deflected away from Farmer. The ball is going to be picked up by Bruckman. Her shot in the wing is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Willicott. Willicott outlet pass to the far sideline. Here comes Callie Beller with the ball. Beller into the forecourt. Comes over here to Shelby Bittinger. Out to Beller again out here. Between the circles, the Barnard for three. Shot is up there and in. Hannah Barnard hits a three ball. She's got 8 points in the ball game. Dolan is back within 6 points, 30-24 after trailing by 13 earlier in this half. Here's Adam Zeenan with the ball. Zeenan comes to Cammy Bruckman. Bruckman here just to the left of the circle. Now drives the ball between a couple of defenders. Their shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and she's fouled in a play. Bruckman goes down. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two here for the Broncos. The foul is going to be called on Beller. That's going to be her first. So it's going to be Bruckman going to the free throw line. 4 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings 30, Doan 24. Bruckman's free throw is up there. Good. Bruckman now 4 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. She's got 12 points in the ball game. Peterson comes in. Edwards checks out. Hastings 31, Doan 24. First round of the GPAC postseason tournament here tonight. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Bruckman. Hastings now leading by a score of 32-24. We got the men's game coming up next. Hastings will take on Nebraska Wesleyan in the first round of the GPAC tournament. That's next here on 1230 KHAS. Shelby Bittinger with the ball. Bittinger moves it over in the far sideline. That's a Beller with the ball. Beller brings it up high on the block. Picked up there by Sarah Williamson. There's a pass down on the baseline. It's going to be Wass, and it's picked up here by Farmer of Hastings. Turnover number 10 in the ball game for Doan. Here comes Adam Zeenan streaking back the other way. Her shot from 10 in the lane is going to be no good. Rebound is lost out of bounds, and it's going to be off of the fingertips of Shelby Bittinger. So it's going to be Hastings playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Here comes Laurel Zwiener back into the ball game now. Williamson will come out. Adam Zeenan will inbound the ball here for Hastings. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Adam Zeenan has got it. She gets it in now to Zwiener. Who gives it back to Bruckman. She drives into the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Misses the layup. Rebound comes down here to Barnard, and the foul is going to be called. A personal foul is going to be called back here on Bruckman. If he sings, that's going to be your first. The Broncos now with 10 team fouls here in this first half of play. And Anna Barnard will go back to the free throw line. She's got 8 points in the ball game. Coming down to the scorers table, checking in is going to be Van Kirk. Chanel Farmer will check out. 3 minutes and 52 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Hastings out on top of Doan by the score of 32-24. Broncos led by as many as 13 here in the first half. Shot by Barnard is going to be up there no good. The rebound comes down to Peterson of Hastings. Peterson gets the ball away to Van Kirk. Now to Zeenan near sideline. That's going to be Bruckman with the ball. Lobs it inside to Zwiener. Out to Peterson for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good from the corner. Long rebound is going to be grabbed here by Callie Beller. Beller brings it back to the center of the floor, racing back the other way for the Tigers. Over to Barnard on the wing, drives it down there on the baseline. Her shot's going to be up there no good, and she's hacked on the arm. And Barnard will go back to the free throw line again for the Tigers. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Peterson. That's going to be her second. So To the free throw line would be Hannah Barnard. She's got 8 points in the ball game for the Tigers. 3 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight. Their shot is up there and in. Barnard is an 82% foul shooter in the season. Coming in here, she was 52 out of 63. The Tigers within 7. Next shot is up there. It's good. So for the second time here in the past couple of minutes, the Tigers are back to within 6 points. 32 to 26. 3.5 minutes to play here in the opening half. Opening round game of the GPAC postseason tournament here tonight. Here's Frankie Peterson. Lobs the ball inside to Zwiener. Shot is up there in the end. Peterson gets the assist. Laurel Zwiener gets her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 6 points. 34-26. Broncos have the lead here in this one. The Tigers have the ball back the other way. Here's Callie Beller with it now. Beller moving it. Reverses it. Comes over here to Barnard. Dribbles the ball down the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there from the baseline. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up by Bittinger in the corner, and the foul's going to be called. Frankie Peterson's going to be picking up another personal foul here. And for Peterson, that's going to be her third. So Frankie Peterson picks up the foul. Now going to the free throw line is going to be Shelby Bittinger. Bittinger has got 4 points in the basketball game so far. She'll have 2 shots here. The Broncos over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. The shot from the free throw line is going to be good here in the first half, I should say. Here comes Chelsea Morton into the ball game. Jackson comes in. Zenon comes out. Frankie Peterson comes out. Shelby Bittinger now with 5 points in the basketball game. She'll have 1 more shot here. Bittinger's free throw is up there and in. Nothing but twine for Shelby Bittinger. It's now a 34-28 ball game. Again, the Tigers are back to within 6 points. They trailed by 13 earlier in this half. 2:45 to play. Here's Cammy Brucklin with the ball. Behind the screen from Van Kirk. Now gives it away to Van Kirk, and we got a whistle away from all the action again. And a foul is going to go on who? The official stopping by to have a conversation with Tracy Fairbanks, the head coach for Doan. Personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Willicott. Alyssa Willicott picks up her second personal foul. To the free throw line will be Zwiener for Hastings. Shot is up there good. Zwiener is 79% foul shooter on the season. She's now 3 for 3 tonight. She's got 7 points in the ballgame. Here comes the next shot by Zwiener. It's up there. It's going to be off of the back iron. No good. And the rebound comes down to Doan. So it's 35-28, a 7-point lead. We're down to 2.5 minutes to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex tonight. Beller has got the ball, hands it away. Out here to Hannah Barnard. Barnard out here in 3 points. It's way down to Bittinger. Drives the ball down the lane. Here's a bounce pass. It's going to be tipped and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Bruckman of Hastings. 11 turnovers on Doan. And then Jackson throws the ball out of bounds. Jackson trying to get the ball down the floor to Jamie Van Kirk. And she threw it too far over her head out of bounds. Third turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. Doan has got 11. The Broncos have a 7-point lead, 35-28, with 2 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the first half. Callie Beller has got the ball. Beller moves it inside the free throw circle, dumps it down low. Ashawn is up there, no good by Bittinger. And the rebound comes down to Zwiener. Zwiener gets it ahead to Jackson. Jackson down to Bruckman, back out to Abby out here in 3 points territory. Abby Jackson on the dribble now, moves it between the circles. Now reverses the ball and gets it to Bruckman down in the corner. Alex Edwards with it now. Edwards now to Van Kirk. Van Kirk dribbling with the ball, 12 seconds to go on the shot clock. Van Kirk to the hole. Ashawn is up there, no good. Rebound Morton. She goes up and a jump ball is going to be called. Morton got the rebound. She's going to go back up for the shot. She is tied up in the play. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Doan, so the Tigers will have the basketball. 1 minute, 38 seconds to play here in the first half, 35-28. Hastings College with a 7-point lead, but the Tigers have the basketball. Back in their offensive zone, Broman has got it now. Broman moves it over on the wing. That's going to be Barnard with the ball. Back out between the circles to Bittinger on the dribble. Moves it to the right side. Gets it inside the free throw circle. Now to Broman. Here's a Bittinger with the ball again on the right wing. We got 7 seconds on the shot clock, and now another whistle underneath the basket here, and another foul is going to be called. This one is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Chelsea Morton. Morton picks up her second personal foul. 10 fouls plus on Hastings. So Alyssa Willicott goes to the free throw line. She's got 2 points so far on a field goal. 57% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up here. It's good. Alyssa Willicott, the product out of Blue Hill, Nebraska. Willicott now with 3 points here in the ballgame. 35-29. Hastings now leading by six in the first half of play. As Alyssa Willicott will have one more shot. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot is good. 35-30. So this is close to the Tigers have been for a while. We got 1 minute and 12 seconds to play in the first half of the Osborne Sports Complex. Van Kirk with the ball. Van Kirk comes over to Breckman. Now to Jackson. Far sideline, Alex Edwards. Skip pass back out to Breckman. Here's Van Kirk on the wing. Going still in his own defense. There's a long pass inside, tipped away. It's picked up by Edwards. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Edwards gets the ball back on the wing. Her shot's up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. Battled for. Now we got a jump ball called between Williamson and Willicott. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings. So the Broncos will play things in. They'll have a fresh shot clock. Plus, they'll have 43.8 seconds to work on the game clock. Hastings 35 and Doan 30. Women's college basketball action for you here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Down the scorers table checking in now for the Tigers will be Brittany White. White comes in. Going out will be Shelby Bittinger. So the Tigers have battled back from a 13-point deficit here in the first half. Now trailing by five. It is 35-30. Jackson will inbound the ball. They get it to Van Kirk. Drives the ball to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouled into play. Jamie Van Kirk gets the field goal for Hastings. She'll go to the free throw line and try to bang home one more as a personal foul is going to be whistled here on Willicott. So Willicott gets her third personal foul. Going to the free throw line is going to be Van Kirk. Van Kirk's free throw is up there. It's good. So a three-point play by Jamie Van Kirk. That gives Hastings a 8-point lead, 38-30. 38 seconds to play here in the first half. Brittany White with the ball. Now to Callie Beller. Beller picked up by Jackson. We got 22 left in the shot clock. Here's Callie Beller dribbling with the ball. Comes across the top. That's going to be Barnard. Barnard lets left wide open. Her shot is up there and in. That was a mix-up defensively as Sierra Williamson just turned around and left Barnard, and she hits a three-pointer with nobody in her face. That's 13 points in the ball game now for Hannah Barnard. 38-33. Hastings with a 5-point lead. Here's Van Kirk with three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Brittany White. 3 seconds, 2 seconds down the right sideline. White pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. The shot's going to be blocked down by Edwards. And that's the end of the first half of play. So the Hastings College Broncos have got the lead over Doan here in the GPAC postseason tournament. The Tigers battling here, the number 7 seed, taking on the number 2 seed in Hastings College. And her score at the break, it's Hastings College 38, Doan 33. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
I grew up in a small town about 30 miles from here. When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. I remember it was Good Friday, Easter week, and that was just tragic. It really was a life-changing experience for me. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. She was like family to me, so I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family. I think that's very important to have that connection. I'll cry with my patients. I'll pray with my patients. I'll do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day. I know I've made a difference in their life. I'm Chandra Muskie, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center. I can't imagine working anywhere else.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're at halftime of the women's ball game. The opening round of the GPAC postseason tournament here tonight. Hastings College holding on to a 38-33 lead over Doan this evening. The halftime show is brought to you by Valentino's. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. That's Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Broncos dominated throughout much of the first half of play. Hastings got out to a 7-2 lead here in the basketball game. They were up 17-8 with 11 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the first half. The Broncos had their biggest lead of the ball game at 13, at 21-8, and at 25-12 before the Tigers came back, started chipping away. Doan got it back down to 6 points with 4 minutes and 40 seconds to go at 30-24. Still within 6 points at 32-26 and at 34-28. Trimmed the lead to 5 points at 35-30 with a 1:12 left on the clock here in the first half. And right now, Doan is trailing Hastings by 5 points at the break. The score is 38-33. Checking the shooting numbers in the ball game here tonight for Hastings. The Broncos are hitting just 37% of their field goals. They're 14 out of 37 from the field tonight for 37%. Doan is 10 out of 26 for 38.5%. Hastings has knocked down only 1 3-pointer. They're 1 out of 9 from 3-point territory for 11%. Doan is 2 out of 4 for 50%. The Broncos are 9 out of 10 on free throws for 90%. Doan 11 out of 13 for 84%. The rebounds right now, Doan has got 24. Hastings has got 18. The offensive rebounds are tied at 6 boards apiece. Doan has got 18 rebounds on defense. Hastings College has got 12. There's been 12 turnovers for Doan here in the first half of play, 5 for Hastings College. The Broncos have 2 block shots and 7 steals. Doan has got no block shots and 1 steal. So we've had no lead changes and no tied scores here in the first half. Hastings got out to a 7-2 lead, and they continue to lead here at halftime, 38-33. Scoring in the ball game here in the first half of play, Cammie Breckman is leading the way for Hastings. She's got 13 points. Breckman with 4 field goals, and she is 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. Jamie Van Kirk, she's got 9 points. Van Kirk has got 4 field goals, and she is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Laurel Zwinner, she's got 2 field goals, and she's 3 out of 4 from the line for 7 points. The other scorers for Hastings, Alex Edwards has knocked down a 3-pointer for 3. Chanel Farmer's got a 2-point field goal for 2. Abby Jackson has got a 2-point field goal, 2 points. And Sierra Williamson has got a field goal and 2. The Tigers of Doan, they're being led by Hannah Barnard. Barnard has got 13 points here in the ball game. She's got 2 3-pointers. She's got a 2-point field goal, and she is 5 out of 7 from the free throw line. The other scorers for the Tigers, you've got Shelby Bittinger scoring 6 points here in the first half. She's got a field goal, and she is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. 4 points for Heather Broman on 2 field goals. Anna Dostal has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. And also at 4 points is Alyssa Willicott. She's got a field goal, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Willicott has also got 3 personal fouls here in the first half of play. So we're at halftime tonight. Women's college basketball from the GPAC tournament. The score at the break, Hastings College 38 and Doan 33. Stay tuned. Tyson Avronik is coming up next. He's got Hastings College Spotlight. Then the second half is straight ahead. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Hebronik for Hastings College Spotlight.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. Tyus and Veronica with you. Joining us this morning, we'll be joined by Clayton Anderson, a former NASA astronaut, Hastings College Board of Trustees member. He was on the Hastings College campus this week where I had a chance to catch up with the former astronaut. Clay, you've been back in Hastings this week here on the Hastings College campus doing some other events as well. Tell us maybe just a little bit first and foremost about what brings you back to Hastings this week.
Well, I'm trying to work a little bit with the college to help sell the Hastings College brand a little bit. And locally here in the Hastings Grand Island area, it's meeting with students and kind of telling them my story. I'm at the point in my career, having retired from NASA, where I'm ready to try to give back. And one of the ways I can give back is to meet with these kids, tell them my story, and maybe encourage them to create a story of their own.
And so does this work involve Hastings College students, high school students? Talk about what the last few days have been like for you.
Yes, it involves Hastings College students, Hastings College alumni, local kids in Grand Island, local kids in Hastings. So I've talked to, I think we'll by the time it's all done, we'll have hit maybe six schools total. And, you know, it's a little hard work, but it's a lot of fun. I love telling my stories, and I hope the kids are interested. I hope they get something out of it. The whole idea for me is I'm just like them. They're just like me. I'm a small town kid from a small town in Nebraska, which I think is a huge advantage for young people. And I think they should tout that advantage and they should use it as they move on in their careers and do great things.
Oftentimes the words reaching for the stars might be a little bit cliche, but in your case, that that became a reality. Talk a little bit about you know, what you're telling them, how you're telling them that they can realize their dreams at this age.
Well, I like to point out that they're exactly like me. When I sat in the high school chairs, I was just like them. I had the same thoughts. I did the same things. I had the same smart aleck responses. You know, they're no different than me. What I encourage them to do is figure out what they dream to do. You know, do they want to be on American Idol or America's Got Talent, or do they want to be on Broadway, or do they want to be in an operating room working on emergency patients? They just have to figure out their dream, and hopefully by listening to my story, it can show them that it doesn't matter where you're from, it doesn't matter how small or big the town is, but Nebraska gives you an advantage by virtue of the people that love you, that mentor you, that teach you, that raise you and nurture you, and that you should use that to your advantage as you go forth in your life.
So, and you've mentioned you're trying to help brand the Hastings, or help sell the Hastings College brand a little bit. Talk maybe about how Hastings College personally helped you achieve those goals.
Well, I think the fact that when I came to Hastings, it's more of a small town environment, a small school environment, where I was able to do many different things: athletics, academics, music, theater, student government, you know, the whole gambit. I was able to do that. And I believe personally that if you can do multiple things, you become a better citizen in the United States. There are kids out there that are focused and do just one thing and they do it brilliantly, and that's fine. But I think overall we need highly talented, multidisciplined, multi-experienced young people that are going to lead our nation in the future. And that's what I'm trying to push, that message, that maybe it's not Hastings College, but you know, the small environment allows you to do many things. And I think that helped me become a United States astronaut and serve admirably on the International Space Station, because I could do many things well. I wasn't an expert at any, but I could do many things well.
Once again, Clay Anderson joining us on the KHS Radio Close-Up program. A few more minutes, and then we're going to grab some food and talk with some people as well. But let's maybe kind of backtrack and talk about some of your work on the International Space Station and what that was like.
Well, it was an opportunity of a lifetime. I was blessed to have the opportunity to go serve my country as a U.S. astronaut. The work was varied. Some of it was mundane, but most of it was very exciting. My spacewalk time was incredible, flying the robotic arm and being in a billion-dollar spaceship and doing things for my country was...
Talking about high school students, college students' futures, what's the future for Clay Anderson?
It's exciting, I think. I'm doing keynote speaking, motivational speaking. I teach part-time at Iowa State. No, I did not move to Ames. I still live in Texas. I have a book coming out in December. The title is still to be determined. I like to call it Taking Up Space, but I think that may change before it's all done, but I'm very excited about that. It should be released in December, and I'll be a first-time author, so lots of things in store.
Well, it's not the it's a pretty rare opportunity that we get the chance to talk with somebody who has served our country, served on the International Space Station, and has an opportunity to talk about Hastings College and talk to our area youth. So, Clay, we really appreciate the time that you've spent here in Hastings.
It's been my pleasure, Tyson. My first interview in my entire life was with KHAS after a football game when I was a junior at Hastings College. So thanks for the opportunity.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight for you here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Also in action in the Great Plains Athletic Conference opening round of the GPAC tournament, Morningside has got the lead over Dakota Wesleyan. They're at halftime. The score is 41-21. Winner of that ball game will play the winner of this ball game coming up on Saturday. The other two games will start at 7 o'clock tonight here on the women's side. Briarcliff playing at Northwestern and Midland playing at Concordia. Men's action in the opening round tonight has Northwestern playing at Dort. Nebraska Wesleyan here against Hastings in game number two. Dakota Wesleyan against Midland, and Briarcliff will play at Morningside. So the score is 38-33 here in our women's basketball game here tonight. Hastings is led by as many as 13 points a couple of times at 21-8 and also at 25-12. Doan has done a good job getting back into the ball game here. It's a 38-33 ball game now. Hastings College has got the lead, and Doan has got the ball to begin this second half of play. Tigers will shoot to our basket to our left. The Tigers are trailing by 5 points here in the ball game. Callie Beller has got the ball, comes across the top, down to Barnard, sends it inside. That's Dostal with the ball. Her shot over Peterson is going to be no good. Ball tapped down. It's picked up here by Doan. Callie Beller has got it on the offensive board. Sends it over to Bittinger on the wing. Top of the key now to Hannah Dostal. Down to the near side. On the wing there is going to be Callie Beller with the ball, picked up by Jackson as Hastings stays with the man-to-man defense. There's a Dostal with the ball. Dostal at the top of the key. Bounce pass goes inside. With it in there is going to be Broman. Back out to Dostal, and now we got a three-second violation. Broman was just camping out in the lane. They got it back into the hands of Dostal, who sends it back inside to Broman, and she kicks her back out again. And she just camps out in the lane. It's going to be a turnover on the Tigers. Doan has now turned the ball over a total of 13 times during the ball game. Hastings College has got 5 turnovers. The Broncos have a 5-point lead as they come back for the first time here in the second half, shooting to our basket to our right. 38-33. There's a Bruckman for three. Shot is up there from the wing. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped down, and it's picked up here by Dostal. Dostal has got it for the Tigers, running back the other way. Gets it to the hands now of Callie Beller. Into the offensive zone. Pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Brings it down to Barnard. Drives the baseline. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Broncos will play things in here in backcourt. 18:49 to play in the ball game. The Broncos 38 and the Tigers 33. Nebraska Wesleyan and Hastings coming up next in our men's contest. Here's this GPAC tournament gets underway here tonight. Broncos have the ball back in their offensive zone. This is Van Kirk with the ball, spins at the elbow, puts up a shot right side, good. Van Kirk now with 11 points in the ball game. Hastings with a 7-point lead again, 40-33. Doan has got the ball. Callie Beller down the right sideline. Beller gets it to Bittinger. Bittinger brings it back to the wing. The ball's going to be tipped out of bounds. Gabby Breckland gets her hands on it there for Hastings College. It'll be Doan playing things and now for the far sideline. Here comes Sierra Williams into the ballgame now for Hastings, replacing Laurel Zwiener. 40-33, Hastings with a 7-point lead. 18-21 remaining here in the contest. Doan will get things in. Callie Beller has got it. Callie Beller moves right to her left across the top of the key. Sends it over here on the left side to Barnard. Now top of the circle again to Bittinger. He puts it on the floor, dribbles to the right wing. Now to Dostal, top of the circle. Lobs the ball down low. Broman grabs it, shoots, and scores. Dostal gets the assist. Heather Broman gets the field goal. It's now a 40-35 ball game. Hastings with a 5-point lead. A matchup of the second-seeded Broncos and the seventh-seeded Tigers here tonight. Goes to the far side. Here's a long-range jumper. Put it there by Bittinger. No good from three. And the ball goes out of bounds. Doan ball. The rubber game of this series between Hastings and Doan this year. Hastings won the first game 83-73 here in Hastings, but they lost 65-62 in the ball game played down at Crete. There's the inbounds pass by Doan, and they lose the ball right back out of bounds. So Hastings will play things in. Broncos have a 5-point lead, 17-37 to play. Here in the ball game, it's the Broncos 40 and the Tigers 35. Jackson comes into the offensive zone. Bounce pass comes over here to Van Kirk, top of the key, now to Bruckman. Doan is in a man-to-man defense. Jackson has got the ball in the wing. Abby puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key. Two to the whistle, three-second violation. Three-second violation whistled there on Sierra Williamson. Turnover number six in the ball game for the Broncos. Here comes Morton into the ball game. Chanel Farmer comes in. Bruckman comes out. Peterson comes out. Hastings losing their last ball game as they drop one to Northwestern on Saturday up at Orange City. Losing that ball game by a score of 83-67. Broncos, the number two seed here in the GPAC postseason tournament, ranked number four in the country. There's a bounce pass inside of Broman. Wheels toward the baseline. There's somebody up there. It's going to be no good, but a foul's going to be called. A personal foul will go on the Tigers. That's going to go on Broman. Broman takes the shot. She's also hit with a push-off as she was taking the ball to the hole there with the Tigers. We're 3 minutes into the second half. It's 40-35. Hastings College holding on to a 5-point lead. Here comes Jackson with the ball now. Jackson, bounce pass, comes over here to Chanel Farmer, high right side. Farmer picked up there. There's a feed inside now to Van Kirk. Her shot no good. The ball tapped out. Jackson grabs the ball. Jackson out to Van Kirk, dribbles down the lane to the goal. She goes. Her shot is up and in. Jamie Van Kirk, nice play. She sidesteps a would-be defender there and takes it right to the hole. 13 points in the ball game by Jamie Van Kirk. 42-35. Hastings College leading by 7 points. Here's a Barnard with the ball inside to Dostal. Dostal gets it away. There's a shot up there. It's good by Heather Broman, and she's fouled in the play. Broman scores, and she is hacked in the arm here by the Broncos. Sierra Williamson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second, and that's going to send Broman back to the free throw line. Broman's got 8 points in the ball game thus far. 62% foul shooter in the season. She'll try to make this a three-point play. Broman looks up there. The shot is up and good. Three-point play. And now the Tigers are as close as they have been in a long, long time, 42-38. Doan trailed by 13 points in the first half of play a couple of times. And Doan has cut the lead down to four now. So plenty of time, 16-18 remaining here in the basketball game. Jamie Van Kirk now to Jackson on the wing. Jackson dribbling with the ball, sends it down to Chanel for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Dostal. Doan has a chance to slice into the lead right now. Here's a Bittinger with the ball. Bittinger pulls up at the elbow, out to Dostal, top of the key. And a Dostal sends over here on the left side to Callie Beller. Puts it on the floor, dribbles back out to the top of the circle. Beller gets into the hands of Barnard on the wing. Barnard against Jackson, lobs it left side of the wing to Broman. Dribbles into the paint, spins, puts up a shot, good, and she's fouled into play. Heather Broman scores there for Doan. She has a chance to go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Sierra Williamson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. Broman back to the stripe here for Doan. 42-40. Hastings College has got a 2-point lead. Broman will try to cut that lead in half right here with a free throw. Puts it up there. The shot is good. Another 3-point play. Here comes Laurel Zwiener into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Williamson. Now the Broncos have a fight on their hands here in the second half. Doan is trailing the Broncos by a score of 42-41. 15:45 to play in the basketball game from the Osborne Sports Complex. The winner moves on to a Saturday matchup against the winner of the Morningside Dakota Wesleyan ball game. Morningside comfortably ahead in that contest by 30 up in Sioux City tonight. There's Farmer goes inside. That's going to be Laurel Zwiener. Now to Farmer to Jackson. To Van Kirk. Lobs it back inside as Zwiener spins in the lane. Her shot's up there, in and out, no good. Ball tapped around. Picked up by Morton. She has it knocked out of her hands and Doan has the ball. Tigers have a chance to pull ahead here with a field goal. 42-41. Hastings with a one-point lead. Here's Callie Beller with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Beller dribbling with the ball against Jackson. Sends it over in the far sideline to Barnard. Moves the ball down in the baseline. A foul is going to be called on Chanel Farmer. Farmer picks up her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number three on Hastings. So the Broncos with three team fouls here in the second half. One on Doan. Tigers will play things in. Dostal has got the ball on the far sideline. Picked up by Morton. Moves the ball down in the corner to Barnard. Entry pass to Willicott. Nice pass across the lane. Shot is up and in. Shelby Bittinger scores on the assist from a Willicott. And the Doan College Tigers have come all the way back. 43-42. 14:49 to play here in the basketball game. The Tigers have the lead, trying to upset the nation's fourth-ranked team here in the conference tournament in the opening round. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball. Now to Chanel Farmer. Moves it over on the wing. That's going to be Van Kirk with the ball. She dribbles inside the free throw circle. Gives it away to Jackson. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Jackson lobs the ball inside to Farmer. Now to Morton driving down the lane. Her shot is up there and in. Chelsea Morton scores, and the Broncos reclaim the lead. 44-43. 14:19 to play here in the basketball game. Here's Doan with the ball. Bittinger drives it to a hole. She spins, puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Farmer. Gets it away to Jackson. Jackson comes into the forecourt. Now will hold things up. Abby Jackson down to Farmer for three. Takes a shot and hits it. Chanel Farmer hits a three ball. That gives Hastings the lead. 47-43. 13:55 to play here in the basketball game. Tigers have the ball back the other way. Dostal has got it right inside the free throw circle. Dribbling with the ball against Morton. Drives it down the lane. Splits a couple of defenders and an offensive foul is going to be called. Dostal is going to be hit with an offensive charging foul. She runs over a couple of Broncos down there. That's going to be the third personal foul on the hand of Dostal. Bittinger comes out of the ball game now for Doan. Here comes Brittany White back in. Hastings will send Bruckman back in. Peterson comes in. Chanel Farmer is going to come to the bench for Hastings College, and also coming out will be Chelsea Morton. So it's 47-43. Doan came all the way back, took the lead briefly at 43-42. But Hastings has come back and scored the last 5 points in the ball game, including that three-pointer by Chanel Farmer. 47-43. Hastings with a four-point lead. Van Kirk with the ball. Van Kirk comes over here to Jackson on the wing. Now to Breckman at the top of the key. Drives the ball down the left side of the lane. Her shot is up there. Good. High off of the window. Cammie Breckman scores. She's got 15 points in the ball game for Hastings. 49-43. Hastings now leading by 6 points here in the opening round of the GPAC tournament here tonight. Beller with the ball, open for three, takes it. No good. Rebound comes down to Jackson. Abby Jackson runs her back the other way. Left-handed dribble into the forecourt. Jackson behind his screen, moves it down the left side of the lane. Jackson gets it out to Bruckman, lobs the ball inside, tipped away from Zwiener. Zwiener picks her back up. Now the scramble is on. Bruckman had it. To Zwiener. Now she loses the ball to Dostal. Anna Dostal gets the ball ahead now for the Tigers. A turnover on Hastings, their seventh of the ball game. Here's Beller for three. Shot good. Callie Beller nails a three ball from the deep left corner. 49-46. Hastings College now trailing in the ball game. Hastings College is ahead in this contest by three. Doan is trailing. And now the Broncos call a timeout. Hastings calls a timeout. 12 minutes and 37 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 49, Doan 46.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Broncos had a 13-point lead in the first half. Doan came back to grab the lead, 43-42. with 14:49 remaining. The Broncos now leading by 3 points, 49-46 here in the second half of play. Doan went on the road and beat Briar Cliff in their final game of the regular season on Saturday, 91-69. Tigers have picked up a couple of wins on the road this season. They have come to Hastings here and given the Broncos everything they want here in the opening round of the GPAC tournament. The other game, Morningside has got the lead over Dakota Wesleyan. It is 61-28. Morningside with the lead over Dakota Wesleyan. Morningside would play the winner of this ball game coming up on Saturday. I'm sure they're watching this one right here because they would have to come to Hastings if the Broncos and the Mustangs both win. Here's a shot by Jackson. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good from three. Rebound loose is going to be picked up here by Willicott. Willicott has got it for the Tigers. Gets away now to Barnard. Barnard races back the other way for the Tigers. Comes over here on the high left side to Brittany White. Top of the circle now to Beller. Sends it over in the right wing to a Barnard. Dribble penetration toward the goal. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound loose on the baseline. We got a whistle and out of bounds was Barnard. She grabs the ball, but she was out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings playing the ball in here in backcourt. 12 minutes to play here in the basketball game. Hastings out on top of the Tigers by a score of 49-46. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball out here in three-point territory. Gets it away now. High right side. That's going to be Breckman with the ball. Picked up by Brittany White as Doan has gone back to a man-to-man defense. Here's Williamson with the ball. Now to Jackson. Jackson takes off, dribbles down to the baseline. Here's a pass out here to Peterson. It's up from 12. Good. And she's fouling the play as Peterson is knocked down. Frankie Peterson gets a little short jumper from the right side of the lane. Gets it to go down, and she is knocked down in the play after the shot. She'll go to the free throw line. They're trying to make this a three-point play. So a big bucket there by Frankie Peterson. That gives Hastings a five-point lead, 51-46. More importantly, that is the fourth foul on Hannah Dostal. So the leading scorer now for Doan, Hannah Dostal, is going to be on the bench with four personal fouls, still with 11 minutes and 39 seconds to play. We'll have no free throws here. That's only team foul number three on the Tigers. So Hastings will get a break to get the ball back here. Trying to make this a four-point play at least. Here's a Van Kirk with the ball out to Peterson. Out of Autumn Zenon on the wing. Autumn looking inside. Nothing there. There's a pass that's going to be behind Breckman, but she saves it. It's going to be picked up here by Doan coming back the other way. Callie Beller has got the ball. Beller down in the baseline. Driving, shooting, and missing is going to be White. The ball is loose again. It goes out of bounds. Hastings ball. The Broncos have come back the other way. 11 minutes and 14 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Hastings out on top of the Doan College Tigers tonight by the score of 51-46. A matchup between the number two seeded team, the Broncos, and the number seven seeded team in the Tigers here tonight from Doan. 5-point lead for Hastings College. Here's Van Kirk with the ball down in the corner. That's Sierra Williamson out of Autumn Zenon. Her shot from 10 is up there, no good. Rebound Breckman on the baseline. Tammy Breckman brings it back out on the dribble, out in three-point territory, comes out to Autumn Zenon. Zenon over here on the right side, trying to penetrate, can't do it, comes out to Breckman for three, shot good. Tammy Breckman knocks down a three-pointer. She's got 18 in the ball game. Hastings out on top now by a score of 54-46. From the point that Doan took the lead, Hastings has now gone on a 12-3 run here over the Tigers to reclaim the lead. Driving for the hole is going to be Brittany White. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Ball is recovered here by Hastings running back the other way. Breckman goes to Peterson, has it knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Yeah, Hastings is on a 12-3 run over the Tigers from the point that Doan took the lead at 43-42 with 14:49 to play. Hastings has responded quite nicely here after giving up the lead. Autumn Zenon will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get it over here to Van Kirk. Splits a couple of defenders. Goes for the basket. Her shot is up there. She misses the easy one. Rebound comes down to Doan. That's Heather Broman with the ball. Broman gets it away now. As they come back down the other way, down the right sideline. With the basketball there is going to be Jen and Naveen. Naveen gets it out here to a Callie Beller. Beller moves it on the dribble to the right wing. Picked up there by Van Kirk as the Broncos stay with the man-to-man. Here's Bittinger at the top of the key. Dribbles it down the right side of the lane. Her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Sierra Williamson gets a block out of bounds there. And it's going to be Doan basketball. From Sioux City, 9 minutes to play in their game. Morningside thumping Dakota Wesleyan tonight by a score of 67-30. There's the inbounds pass. We're going to have a foul call. It's going to go on Hastings. Foul Foul is going to go on the Broncos. They signaled 40. There's not a 40 out there. I'm going to say 45, all right. Sierra Williamson picks up the foul. That's going to be your fourth. So four fouls now on Sierra Williamson. She comes out. Zwiener is going to come back in there. Doan will inbound the ball. Lob it out here to Bittinger at the top of the key. Hastings with an 8-point lead again. 54-46. Tigers weave the ball in their offensive end. Callie Beller has got to see directs a little traffic out there. Sends it to the right sideline. With the ball there is going to be Shelby Bittinger. Hammers it down. Lower shot is going to be up and in. That's Broman. Heather Broman scoring there. She's had a good night tonight. She's got 14 points in the ball game. Tigers not going away. 54-48. 9.5 minutes to play here in this one. Cammie Bruckman with the ball down in the corner. Edwards for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Broman. Broman gives it away now to Shelby Bittinger. Here come the Tigers. Bittinger, left-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Goes over there to a Broman down in the corner. With the ball down there is going to be Beller. They come out here in 3-point territory again to Bittinger. Bittinger moves it down the lane all the way to the goal. The shot's going to be blocked down there by Bruckman. The ball is loose. It's picked up by Bruckman. Amir's got her coming back the other way for Hastings. Bruckman winds her way back up the floor down the near sideline. Gets it to Autumn Zenon. Zenon down to Bruckman. High right side. Comes out to Zenon again in 3-point territory. Hammers the ball inside. The shot is up and in. That's Jamie Van Kirk scoring there. Nice pass by Autumn Zenon. 15 points in the ball game now for Bruckman. Hastings has got an 8-point lead. 56-48, 8 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in this basketball game tonight from the Osborne Sports Complex. Beller with the ball. Puts it over there on the far sideline to Jenna Naveen. Comes out between the circles again to Beller. Beller holds it on the wing. Lobs it inside. Grabbing the ball is Broman, and she can be stripped of the ball, and a foul is going to be called. They got Broman the ball, and she's going to be stripped of that thing by Cammie Bruckman as Cammie picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your second. Going to the free throw line for Doan is going to be Heather Broman. She's a 62% foul shooter in the season. She's 2 out of 2 from the line tonight. Broman's shot is up there, and the shot rims off. No good. Heather Broman will have one more. Jackson comes in. Adam Zenon comes out. Broman back to the free throw line, a 5'11" and sophomore out of Geneva, Nebraska. Broman will have one more. The shot is up there. That's going to be no good. And a rebound, an offensive rebound to Bittinger. Keeps the ball alive here for the Tigers, so they'll have a second chance. They're trailing in the ball game, 56-48. As we approach the 8-minute mark here in this second half of play, Jenna Naveen with the ball back outside. It's going to be Bittinger. She works against Jackson. Moves it to the right side, gets away from Abby. Here's a jump pass down to Naveen. Drives the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Zwiener. Oral Zwiener gets the ball to Jackson, gets the ball ahead. It's off of the fingertips of Bruckman out of bounds. The Broncos turn the ball away. 8 turnovers now in Hastings. Coming into the ball game now for Doan is going to be Hannah Barnard. Barnard will come in. Naveen will come out. 7 minutes and 52 seconds to play here in this ball game. 56-48. Hastings with an 8-point lead. Doan had the lead at one point here in the second half, but the Broncos have responded quite nicely here after giving up that lead. Here's Broman going for the basket. Her shot's up and in. Heather Broman scores. She's now got 16 in the ball game. And here's a ball deflected back out of bounds here by Shelby Bittinger. So Hastings will play things in with 7:32 to play in the basketball game, 56-50. Hastings leading by 6 points. We've got the men's game coming up next between the Broncos and Nebraska Wesleyan in the first round of the GPAC tournament here tonight. There's a long-range jumper by Van Kirk in the corner. Shot's up and in. Van Kirk nails a 3-ball from the right corner. She's got 18 points in the ball game. Here's a steal now in backcourt by Jackson. Jackson goes over to Edwards. She drives into the basket on the baseline. Her shot is up and in. So a quick turnover down here. Hastings forces Doan into a mistake down here. That's the 13th turnover on the Tigers. And Hastings has now opened up a 61-50 lead over Doan with 7 minutes to play here in this one tonight. Callie Beller has got the ball. Beller moves it to the right sideline to Shelby Bittinger. Bittinger trying to penetrate. Bittinger drives it to the hole. Goes for the goal and shot no good as he's fouled in the play. And Bittinger will go to the free throw line now for the Tigers. The foul is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Bruckman. That's going to be your third. So 3 fouls now on Bruckman. That's going to be team foul number 6 on Hastings. Going to the free throw line will be Shelby Bittinger. She's got 8 points in the ball game for the Tigers. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Show you one more shot. Bittinger is a 5'9" sophomore out of Milford, Nebraska. Doan is going to be very good again next year. The Tigers have just two seniors on this entire roster. Here comes the next shot. It's going to be up there and good by Shelby Bittinger. So here comes Holly Samuelson into the ball game now for Hastings. Going out will be Cammie Breckman. 6:44 to play in the basketball game. Hastings is out on top of Doan by a score of 61-51. Now Tracy Fairbanks, the head coach for Doan, wants to call a timeout. A timeout on the floor with 6 minutes and 44 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 61, Doan 51.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
In the other game up in Sioux City tonight, Morningside is out on top of Dakota Wesleyan, blowing the Tigers away. Morningside 79, Dakota Wesleyan 43. If that score holds up, we'll have Morningside and Hastings coming up on Saturday here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Morningside ranked in the top 10 as well. Yeah, they'll be meeting for the third time this season. One of the teams that Hastings tied for the conference lead during the regular season. If we can hold on here, 61-51 is the score. The Broncos have the lead over the Doan College Tigers. Hastings led this thing at halftime tonight, 38-33. Doan reclaimed the lead, or claimed their first lead of the ballgame at 43-42. But Hastings College then going on a 12-3 run to take control of the game again at 54-46. We have not relinquished that lead here in the past couple of minutes. So we're approaching the six-minute mark of this game. Hastings College will come back the other direction. Here's Holly Samuelson with the ball out of Van Kirk. Van Kirk to Jackson to the far sideline. Peterson fakes the three, takes the ball down to the baseline. Her short J is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Williamson. She's stripped of the ball, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Alyssa Willicott. That's going to be your fourth personal foul. Into the ball game now is going to be Dostal. Going out will be Willicott. Dostal re-enters the game with four personal fouls. That's going to be team foul number four on the Tigers. So non-shooting situation. Hastings College will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket as they come out to Van Kirk. Dribbles it toward the goal. A shot off of the glass is going to be up there. No good. Williamson tips the ball. It's picked up by Jackson. Jackson now to Samuelson. Back outside. To Peterson, down in the corner. Abby Jackson with the ball. Out to Peterson, face the three. Dribbles inside, kicks it back out. Jackson with an L. Inside the free throw circle. To Peterson on the right wing. Ball high above her head. Entry pass to get it to Van Kirk at the free throw line. Back out to Peterson, inside the free throw circle. Drives it down the lane. Sean is up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Doan. Tigers have the ball. Down the near sideline, Callie Beller has got it now. Beller pulls up at the ring. Bounce pass inside to Dostal. Dostal kicks her back out, top of the key. Bittinger for three. Shots off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Samuelson. Outlet pass to Jackson down the far sideline. Van Kirk drives it to the basket. Shot is up there, good, and she's fouling the play. Jamie Van Kirk will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Van Kirk now with 20 in the ball game here for the Broncos. And a personal foul is going to be whistled here on Shelby Bittinger of Doan. That's going to be her second. Team foul number five on the Tigers. Jamie Van Kirk, the best free throw shooter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this week, hitting 84% of her foul shots. She's 1-for-1 so far tonight. Make it 2-for-2 as that one goes down through the hole. A three-point play, and the Broncos now have a 13-point lead at 64-51. 5.5 minutes to play in this one. Shelby Bittinger with the ball for the Tigers. The ball's going to be poked away. It's loose out here, but it's picked up by the Tigers. Dostal has got it. Dostal now to Bittinger. Bittinger dribbling with the ball. Hastings saves the man-to-man defense. Bittinger out here, 25 feet away from the basket. Started off right, now coming left. Reverses the ball, gets it to Jenna Naveen, who's back into the ball game. There's a pass going to be lost out of bounds. Naveen trying to take it out on the right baseline to Callie Beller and threw it over her head out of bounds. Turnover number 14 in the ball game for the Tigers. Coming in now for Hastings is going to be Chelsea Morton. Going out will be Frankie Peterson. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Opening round game in the GPAC postseason tournament for the women. We've got the men coming up next. Hastings will take on Nebraska Westland in the second ball game. That would not be easy for the Broncos tonight. Abby Jackson with the ball on the wing. Jackson looking to penetrate. Comes out to Samuelson. Across the top, now to Van Kirk. Takes it to the free throw line. Puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Bittinger. Shelby Bittinger down the right sideline. Races the ball up the floor against Holly Samuelson. Bittinger. Two-handed pass comes over here to Callie Beller. We're down to 4:35 to play. Beller dribbling with the ball out here in three-point territory. There's a pass that can be intercepted. Intercepted by Williamson as he drives the ball toward the goal. Her shot is up there and in. Sierra Williamson gets the steal, and she takes it right down to four and scores 66-51. Broncos now with a 15-point lead, and this one is in control right now. Anna Barnard with the ball deep in the left corner. Lobs it back out here between the circles to Beller. Gally Beller working against Jackson. Beller rolling the ball now against Abby. Now gets rid of it. Goes over to a Shelby Bittinger. Entry pass. They get it down low to Dostal. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And she's going to be hit with a personal foul. And Dostal's gone. Hannah Dostal's going to be hit with an offensive foul, taking the ball to the hole there. And she just fouls out of the ball game. So the leading scorer for Doan is now on the bench with 4 minutes and 2 seconds to play in the ball game. She will leave with only 4 points in the basketball game here tonight. So Hannah Dostal, a 5'11" junior out of Atkinson, Nebraska, is now on the bench here for the Tigers with 5 personal fouls. 66-51. Hastings out on top by 15 points. This is their biggest lead in the ballgame. They led by 13 in the first half. Here's Van Kirk with the ball. Sends it inside again to Zwiener. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose and it's picked up here by Bittinger. Shelby Bittinger down the near sideline to get the ball ahead to Beller. Beller picked up by Van Kirk. Beller comes out into three-point territory to Bittinger. Back to Beller again on the left side behind the screen. Beller with the ball now. Matched up with Zwiener. There's a cross-court pass to Bittinger. She drives into the basket. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound is loose. Van Kirk had it. She loses the ball. It's picked up by Jackson. Now back to Van Kirk. 66-51. Hastings with a 15-point lead. Broncos down the ball. Down in the corner is going to be Morton. Down to Van Kirk. Sends it inside to Zwiener. Back down to Morton. 15-footer. It's going to be short. No good off of the baseline. Rebound comes down to Bittinger. Shelby brings her back for the Doan College Tigers. They're trailing by 15. They need some quick shots here. Callie Beller has got the ball. Callie Beller out here in 3 points there. And Tori hands it away. The ball poked away. And Abby's going to be hit with a personal foul. Jackson picks up her first foul in the ball game. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Broncos. Here comes Bruckman back in. Here comes Chanel Farmer back in. Samuelson's going to check out. Van Kirk is going to come out. 66-51. Hastings with a 15-point lead. Hannah Barnard will go to the free throw line again. She has got 13 points in the ball game. 5 out of 7 from the line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. 66-52. Going to have a good crowd at hand for the men's game coming up next, and it'll tip off at 8 o'clock tonight here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Next shot is up there. It's going to be off of the back iron. It's going to be no good. And now we got a foul and a rebound. Personal foul is going to go on the rebound. That's going to go on Willicott. Now she's gone. So Alyssa Willicott fouls out of the basketball game at the 2:57 mark. She leads with 4 points. So the former Blue Hill Bobcat is now on the bench in her final game as a Doan College Tiger. Here comes Allie Satterley into the ballgame now for Doan. Tigers have a 14-point deficit they're looking at here in the second half of play. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Chelsea Morton. Morton's got a field goal and 2 points so far tonight. Shot from the free throw line is up and in. Morton has been battling that right knee injury that she had problems with a season ago. And she's just now getting her form back here in this 2013-2014 season as she hits her second free throw. Morton has now got 4 points in the ball game. Hastings with the biggest lead of the contest. Now it's 68-52. Here's Doan with the ball. Bittinger comes over here on the near sideline to Beller. Bounce pass left side of the lane to get it to Satterley, and she's going to be tied up in the play. Now fouled. It'll be fouled here by Jackson of Hastings. That's going to be her second personal foul. Team foul number 8 on Hastings, and that's going to send Allie Satterley to the free throw line. She's a 5'9" freshman out of Burlington, Colorado. Satterley is 2-for-10 on free throws this year, and make it 2-of-11 as that one goes bouncing off the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Morton. Chelsea Morton gets it down to Abby Jackson on the near sideline to Bruckman. Hastings looking for their 26th win of the season here tonight. Morton with the ball, now to Bruckman at the top of the circle, lobs the ball inside. That's going to be Williamson. Now to Chanel Farmer, now to Bruckman, dribbles the ball toward the goal. A shot is up there and in. Bruckman took off from the right wing and took it right to the goal. She's got 20 points in the ball game. Van Kirk has got 21. Hastings now leading by 18 points at 70-52. There's Callie Beller with the ball on the wing. Callie Beller picked up there by Jackson. Bounce pass goes inside. With the ball, there's going to be Broman. She has it stripped away. It's picked up by Farmer of Hastings. Farmer gets the ball ahead to Morton. Drives, and a big collision, and a foul is called. It's going to go on Chelsea. Offensive charging foul on Chelsea Morton. Now for Hastings will be Adam Zenin. Jackson will come out. Edwards comes back into the ball game, and Chelsea Morton will come to the bench. 1:56 remaining here in the basketball game. Hastings out on top of Doan down by a score of 70-52. There's Hannah Barnard with the ball. Barnard down to Bittinger, drives it to the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Hastings College. Sierra Williamson with the board gets it away to Adam Zenin. Zenin runs her back the other way. Zenin down in the corner now to Alex Edwards. Back out to Zenin. Dribbles once, sends it across the top to Farmer. Farmer now to Peterson. Rather to a Bruckman. Bruckman comes on the near side again to Edwards. Edwards out to Bruckman. We're down to 10 seconds on the shot clock. Bruckman drives it around the screen toward the goal. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound come down to Broman, and she's tied up in the play by Bruckman of Hastings. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Broncos, so we'll stay right here, and Hastings College will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. A minute and 17 seconds to go. 70-52. Hastings College has got the lead. Adam Zenin will play things in. Bruckman for three. Shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Rebound comes down to Satterley, and a foul is going to be called. A foul will go on Hastings. We'll walk to the other end of the floor now. We'll have some free throws. Alex Edwards picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your second. 10 fouls plus on the Broncos here in the second half of play. Allie Satterley goes to the free throw line. Three out of 11 for the line this season. Her shot is up there, and she hits that one. Satterley will have one more. Coming to the ball game now for Doan is going to be Tessa Tierney, a 5'3" junior from Blackhawk, South Dakota. Next shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down for Satterley. So she hits a couple of free throws. Here comes Holly Samuelson into the ball game now for Hastings. And going out is going to be Bruckman. 70-54. Hastings leading by 16. Farmer with the ball. Farmer moves it over to Adam Zenin on the wing. Zenin dribbles it down to the baseline. Gets it out here to Williamson. Her shot from 12 is going to be up there no good. Rebound comes down to Shelby Bittinger. She falls down on the play here in backcourt, and a foul is going to be called. The foul is going to go here on Holly Samuelson. That's going to be here first. 49.2 seconds to play here in this one. Mackenzie Conklin is getting ready to come into the ball game now for the Tigers. She's a 5'4" freshman of Shawnee, Kansas. As head coach Tracy Fairbanks is going to clear the bench here. Shelby Bittinger to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She's down 5 out of 7 from the free throw line. Brianna Hageldorn coming to the ball game, a freshman out of Norfolk, Nebraska. She is in now for the Tigers. Claire Phillips is going to check in as well. He's a sophomore out of Wisner, Nebraska. 70-54. Hastings College has got the lead. Shelby Bittinger will have one more from the line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Bittinger now with 10 in the ball game. Haley Giebers is going to check in now for Hastings. 6-foot sophomore out of Superior, Nebraska. 70-55. Broncos have the lead. We're down to just seconds left here in this ball game. Here's Samuelson with the ball out to Farmer. Moves it over there on the left side to Adam Zenin. Zenin from the wing takes it into the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound is loose and it's brought down here by Doan. That's a Tierney with the ball. Tierney gets it away now to a Conklin. Conklin brings it across the 10-second line. Conklin gets it in the hands now of Hageldorn. Brianna Hageldorn out here in three-point territory. Moves it to the near sideline to Mackenzie Conklin. Conklin out to the top of the circle again. That's a Tierney with the ball. Tierney with 9 seconds left. Here's a pass that can be intercepted. Intercepted there by Farmer. She takes off, drives it to the goal, and shot is up and in. So now Farmer gets the steal and the field goal on the other end. That's 7 points in the ball game for Farmer. And that's going to be the basketball game. Hastings College wins, and they will move on. Hastings picking up a win over the Doan College Tigers tonight in the first round of the GPAC postseason tournament. Hastings beating Doan tonight by a score of 72-55. Hastings will improve their record to 26 wins and 4 losses on the season. They're now 17, actually they're still 16-4 in the conference, 26-4 on the season. The Doan College Tigers, they will wrap up their season with a mark of 14 wins and 16 losses on the season. The Tigers finished 7-13 in conference play. And it appears that Hastings obviously going to be playing Morningside on Saturday afternoon. Morningside with a big lead over Dakota Westland. It's they've got 23 seconds to play in that basketball game in Sioux City. Morningside with a lead over Dakota Westland by a score of 90-52. So it'll be Morningside and Hastings playing in the semifinals of the conference tournament. Probably sometime on Saturday afternoon. So Hastings College wins it here tonight in the first round of the GPAC postseason tournament. The Broncos ousting Doan by a score of 72-55. We'll come back and check the scoring in the ball game right after this.
Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features 20% off selected Under Armour, plus the personal service of Steve Barinol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, division of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. The Hastings College women's basketball team picks up a win in the GPAC tournament tonight as they beat Doan by a score of 72-55. So Hastings wins 2 out of 3 games from the Tigers here this year. Hastings got out to a 38-33 halftime lead here tonight, led by as many as 13 points. Throughout the first 20 minutes, they had a 21-8 lead. They had a 25-12 lead before the Tigers came back. Eventually pulled within 5 points at halftime, 38-33. Doan came back in the second half and actually grabbed the lead for the first and only time at the 14-49 mark at 43-42. But then Hastings went on a 12-3 run to take control of the ball game again. They led 54-46. Hastings stretched that lead to 13 points at 64-51. At a 15-point lead at 66-51. Even led by 16 at a 68-52. And finally led by 18 points at 70-52. And the Broncos go on to win it here tonight in women's college basketball by a score of 72-55. So Hastings will play Morningside now on Saturday afternoon. The game up in Sioux City has gone final. Morningside beat Dakota Wesleyan tonight by a score of 90-54. Morningside had a 41-18 halftime lead And the Mustangs go on to beat Dakota Wesleyan tonight by a score of 90-54. So one semifinal on Saturday is already set up. The Morningside Mustangs, as expected, will take on Hastings College on Saturday afternoon. In between games here, Hastings College with the win over Doan by a score of 72-55. We'll come back and check the scoring in this ball game as we continue in 1 minute.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley, express delivery, and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
So the Hastings College women's basketball team picking up a win in the opener tonight over Doan by a score of 72-55. Checking the shooting numbers in the ball game tonight for Hastings, they ended up shooting 28 out of 70 from the field, or 40%. Doan was 17 out of 46, or 37%. Hastings hit 4 out of 18 from three-point range for 22%. Doan was 3 out of 8. From behind the arc tonight for 37%. The Broncos knocked down 12 out of 13 free throws for 92%. Doan was 18 out of 26. They hit 69% of their free throws. The rebounds tonight, Doan had 42, Hastings had 35. The Tigers came up with 10 offensive rebounds and 32 on defense. Hastings had 11 offensive rebounds and 24 on defense. Doan turned the ball over 24 times in the ball game tonight. Hastings had just 11. The Tigers had no block shots and 3 steals. Hastings College, they had 4 block shots and 12 steals. The Broncos again winning the basketball game tonight by a score of 72-55. Checking the rebounding totals here for Hastings College. The Broncos' leading rebounder tonight was actually Abby Jackson. Abby Jackson had 6 rebounds for the Broncos. 5 for Frankie Peterson, 5 for Laurel Zwiener, and 5 for Sierra Williamson. And the leading rebounder for Doan was Shelby Bittinger, so she receives a double-double tonight. Bittinger with 10 points and 11 rebounds. Bittinger grabs 11 boards. She had 3 on offense and 8 on defense, grabbing 9 rebounds and just missing a double-double was Hannah Barnard. She had 14 points and 9 rebounds in the contest tonight for the Tigers. And Hastings College winning this one over Doan by a score of 72-55. Morningside has won tonight in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as they knocked off Dakota Wesleyan by a score of 90-54. Upper half of the bracket, their ball games are still going on. They tipped at 7 tonight. Briarcliff playing at top-seeded Northwestern and Midland playing at Concordia this evening. The men's contest tipping off here in just a few minutes. We've got Nebraska Wesleyan here against Hastings. Briarcliff against Morningside. Those games will tip off at 8. A couple of ball games have got started at 7 tonight. Northwestern playing at Dort, and Dakota Wesleyan is at Midland. We'll come back and check the scoring in the women's contest here tonight as we continue on 1230 KHIS after this 1 minute timeout.
Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here. We're in between games. Hastings College knocking out Doan in the women's ball game tonight by a score of 72-55. Checking the scoring in this ball game. Jimmy Van Kirk leads the way for Hastings. She had 21 points in the ball game tonight. She had 1 3-pointer. She had 8 2-point field goals. And Van Kirk also knocked down the a couple of free throws in the ball game. So Van Kirk had 21 in the ball game tonight. Cammy Breckman had 20. She had 1 3-pointer in the contest, and she was 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. So it was Jamie Van Kirk with 21, and Cammy Breckman had 20 in the contest tonight for Hastings. The other scores for the Broncos, Chanel Farmer, she had a couple of 2-point field goals and a 3. She had 7 points in the ball game. Chelsea Morton, she had 4. She had a field goal, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Abby Jackson, she had a field goal for 2. Alex Edwards, she had a 3 and a 2. She had 5 points in the ball game. Frankie Peterson had a field goal for 2. Laurel Zwiener held just 7 points tonight. She had 2 field goals, and she was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Sarah Williamson, she had 4 points in the contest tonight for Hastings. Leading scorer for the Tigers tonight was Heather Broman. She had 16 points in the ball game. She had 7 field goals, and she was 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. So 16 points for Heather Broman, 14 points for Hannah Barnard. Barnard, she knocked down a couple of 3-pointers in the ball game, had a 2-point field goal, and she was 6 out of 8 from the free throw line. She scores 14. Shelby Bittinger, she had 10 points tonight. She had a couple of field goals, and she was 6 out of 8 from the free throw line. The other scores for Doan, we had Callie Beller score 5 points tonight, a 2 and a 3. Hannah Dostal was held to just 4 points tonight. Dostal was her leading scorer coming in. Hastings did a great job on her, just a couple of field goals and 4 points, both in the first half of play. Alyssa Willicott, she had a field goal, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 4 points. She fouled out with 2 minutes and 57 seconds to play in the basketball game. So Hastings College wins it tonight, 72-55 over the Doan College Tigers. And now Hastings will set their sights on the semifinal round. The semifinal round as they will take on the Morningside Mustangs coming up on this Saturday afternoon. We'll get to the game time as soon as that is set up here tonight. We've still got a couple of minutes before we can get to Bill Gabers and the Hastings College men's basketball game. Kerry Hofstetter will join us here at in between games. And Kerry, congratulations on the win. Guys, right away got off to a great start. Something you talked about was important tonight.
Yeah, you know, we that was something obviously we emphasized. We haven't been getting off to very good starts, mostly mainly because we weren't aggressive defensively and weren't crashing the boards and battling that way. So our emphasis tonight was to control the things we could control early in the game, and for the most part, we did a pretty good job of that. We let their shooters open a couple times in the first half, but the second half, I thought we did a nice job of really locking down, and I think we allowed 22 points in the second half, so it was a really good second half effort on defense.
Yeah, you kind of let them back into the ball game. By the end of the first half, you were up by 5, and then they kind of came back and grabbed the lead just for a brief period there with 15 minutes to go in the contest. You just had a little spell in there where you let going back in the game.
Yeah, you know, we went on a drought offensively. They went 3-2 on us, and we weren't attacking it very well. We weren't moving the ball very well, and we were passing up shots and trying to beat everybody off the dribble. So, you know, we went on a drought late in the first half, and then early second half, obviously, that momentum carried over for them. And, you know, there was a point where we were able to guard and rebound enough not enough times to get plenty of stops, and then we finally were able to knock some shots down.
After Doan grabbed the lead at the 14-49 mark, you guys go on a 12-3 run and kind of regained control of the basketball game. There was really never a threat after that. So all in all, you got to be happy with everything you saw out there basically tonight.
Yeah, you know, it was an interesting game up until midway through the second half. And then we kind of blew it open. You know, we just had some toughness plays tonight. I thought Jamie was really strong to the rim, and obviously Cammie kept us in it in the first half, early especially. She got to the rim several times, and that's kind of when they went 3-2. And Laurel couldn't get very many touches tonight. They were pretty physical in the post. And so I thought our guards did a nice job of picking up the slack there, if you might say. In those are easy buckets that we normally get, so we weren't getting those shots at the rim, and I thought our guards did a good job of adjusting.
And talking about the performance you put on Hannah Dostal defensively, she scores only 4 points in the basketball game tonight and then fouls out.
Yeah, Frankie Peterson did a great job on her, and she actually did a really nice job on her last time. We tend to want to play tendencies, and we know Dostal likes, she's a lefty and she likes to go left. And so, Frankie did a nice job on her, and she also understands that she crashes the boards really, really hard. So that was a huge focus for us tonight in making sure that we didn't let her just kill us on boards with offensive boards and putbacks.
So Hastings College will move on to the semifinal ball game. Now you get a familiar foe in the semifinals as Morningside picked up a big win tonight up in Sioux City. So naturally, like we talked in the pregame show, this is the third meeting between Hastings and Morningside, the team that beat you last year in the GPAC tournament. It's old nemesis here.
Yeah. You know, they're a good team, and they're kind of hot right now. They've won probably, it's 11 in a row now, and we're the last team to beat them. So it should be a great game. We match up with them pretty well. They're really deep. If they have two or three players that aren't playing very well, they usually have two or three on the bench that'll step right in. So you got to deal with their depth and understand when we play tendencies, it's a little bit difficult when they play 13 guys. But, we'll be ready, and we'll have to be ready to attack that zone. I thought we did a fairly good job of that last time. But, it's every time you see it, it's a challenge.
I'm sure Jamie have a trick, a little wrinkle in that thing. It's going to be another pressure defense that you'll face on the Saturday. Just talk about handling that thing.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, it's hard to attack because the gaps close really quickly, and you think something's open and then it's not. And, it's mainly, I think, the biggest challenge is keeping your head and not allowing them to dictate your pace and rush you into decisions that you don't really want to make. So we've got to control where we put the ball and make good decisions. You can get fairly decent shots. They're a really good defensive team. And then obviously to be able to be in a game with them, you've got to guard and rebound. They've got a lot of kids that can score it, and they're really good rebounders. So, again, controlling the things you can control.
It's good that we have seen that thing twice already. Preparing on a short week for a game on Saturday might be a little tougher, but we've already seen that thing twice already this year.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where it was kind of helpful tonight that they played a little 3-2, kind of warm us up for that and make us see kind of the things that we need to work on the next couple of days to make sure we're ready for it.
Okay, we'll see you this weekend.
Great, thanks.
Yep, Gary Hofstetter, the head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos winning in the women's ball game here tonight. By the score of 72-55, the Broncos will move on to face Morningside on Saturday, probably sometime Saturday afternoon here at the Osborne Sports Complex. We'll let you know on the final score or the final game time decision here as soon as we receive it here. But Morningside picks up a win earlier tonight over Dakota Wesleyan by a score of 90-54. We have got the men's game coming up next year on 1230 KHS. It'll be Hastings taking on Nebraska Wesleyan in the opening round of the GPAC tournament. That's coming up next. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and talk with Hastings head coach Bill Gabers as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.